It's on the bucket list for a lot of people, hiking part or all of the Appalachian Trail. And in 2020, the AT felt the impacts of COVID lockdowns in the form of shelters and trailheads along the trail being closed. On April 21st, the U.S. Forest Service announced that shelters along the trail in Tennessee, Georgia, North Carolina, and Virginia are now available for use. Hikers are encouraged to bring their own personal tent and face coverings. The shelters are located on national forest land managed by the Forest Service and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Forest Service officials say there are hundreds of shelters, averaging about 8 miles apart along the trail, although the intervals may vary, and shelters may not be frequently maintained at all locations. Dispersed camping in designated areas is another option available to overnight or multi-day hikers. These are campsites in designated areas of the national forest. Hikers should be prepared to tent camp if social distancing in shelters is not possible. Forest Supervisor Joby Tim says in addition to the shelters and dispersed camping sites, hikers can also stay overnight in nearby communities. The Appalachian Trail is a popular hiking trail stretching more than 2,100 miles from Georgia to Maine. About 344 miles of the trail are in Virginia. Tim said, quote, "In the spring, our stretch of the Appalachian Trail typically sees a continuous stream of hikers all day long. It can get crowded. The George Washington and Jefferson National Forests have many hiking trails. If you prefer more solitude, choose a trail that's less busy. The entire forest is open for recreation and nature viewing," unquote. Hikers are encouraged to recreate responsibly, maintain a safe social distance, and follow health guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and local authorities. Hikers can plan ahead by checking forest websites for site-specific details before their trip. The southern portion of the Appalachian Trail runs through four national forests, in Tennessee, Georgia, North Carolina, and Virginia. You'll find links to these websites with this story at our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. For Allegheny Mountain Radio News, I'm Heather Nyday.